वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 द हिस्ट्री ऑफ लाइफ ऑफ अजामिला टेक्स्ट 2 प्रवृत्ति लक्षणाश्चैव प्रवृत्ति लक्षणाश्चैव त्रैगुण्य विषयो मुने त्रैगुण्य विषयो मुने यो सावलीन प्रकृतेर यो सावलीन प्रकृतेर गुणसर्गः पुनः पुनः गुणसर्गः पुनः पुनः प्रवृत्ति बाय इंक्लिनेशन लक्षणाः सिम्प्टोमाइज्ड च आल्सो एव इंडीड त्रैगुण्य द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर विषयः पजेसिंग एज ऑब्जेक्टिव्स मुने ओ ग्रेट सेज या विच असो दैट आलीना प्रकृते है ऑफ वन हु इज नॉट फ्रीड फ्रॉम द क्लचेस ऑफ माया गुणा सर्गः इन विच देयर इज अ क्रिएशन of material bodies. Punaha, punaha, again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. E. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O great sage Sukadev Goswami, unless the living entity is freed from the infection of material modes again and again, is freed from the infection of material modes of nature, he receives different types of bodies in which to enjoy or suffer. And according to the body, he is understood to have various inclinations. By following these inclinations, he traverses the path called Prabhuti Marga, by which one may be elevated to the heavenly planets. as you have already described in the third canto. Purport, as Lord Krishna explains, Bhagavad Gita 9.25, Yanti deva vrata devan pitrun yanti pritru vrata bhutani yanti bhutejya yanti madhyajino pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me. Because of the influence of the various modes of the nature, the living entities have various tendencies or propensities. And therefore, they are qualified to achieve various destinations. As long as one is materially attached, he wants to be elevated to the heavenly planets because of his attraction to the material world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead declares, however, those who worship me come to me. If one has no information about the Supreme Lord and his abode, one tries to be elevated only to a higher material position. But when one concludes that in this material world there is nothing but repeated birth and death, he tries to return home back to Godhead. If one attains that destination, he need never return to this material world. Yadgatva na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 19.151, Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavana Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of creeper of devotional service. All living entities are rotating throughout the universe, going sometimes up to the higher planetary systems, sometimes down to the lower planetary systems. This is the material disease, which is known as Prabhruti Marga. When one becomes intelligent, he takes to the Nibhruti Marga, the path of liberation. And thus, instead of rotating within this material world, he returns home, back to Godhead. This is necessary. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sanyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So this is this canto, sixth canto, refers to the subject matter of Krishna's maintenance, poshana. That how Krishna maintains all of us. So before this, the fifth canto was about the universal structure, the 14 planetary system. And at the end of that chapter, Sukadeva Goswami gave a glimpse of the hellish planet. And in fact, it is very shocking to hear hellish planet. In fact, when I became a devotee, I invited my younger brother to IIT Delhi where I was studying. So when he came and saw that I am almost 24 hours engaged only studying Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and chanting, he thought I have become mad. And he went and told my friends that, can you please persuade my brother what he is doing? it is not recommended what he is doing, you know, 24 hours. And he also wants me to become mad. This is not acceptable. And then, one day, you know, there is a small book. In one of the books, you know, I think fifth canto, because I had the whole set of Bhagavatam. He read this fifth canto, the description of the hellish planet. So once he read that, you know, he correlated this particular description with his, you know, school days, where one of his classmates in fourth standard used to come and tell him that this kind of hellish planets are there, and if you don't follow the path of Dharma, we are bound to enter there. Somewhere it struck out to him and he started chanting. So this description of hellish planet which is there in fifth canto is actually very scary. And when Maharaj Parikshit heard that description, he immediately became compassionate for the fallen conditioned soul. So he wanted an assurance from Sukadeva Goswami that those who follow the path of Nibruti are under the shelter of Krishna. Krishna personally maintains them. And that is how this canto starts, you know. On one of the way Krishna maintains us is to give the shelter, give all of us the shelter of holy name. Holy name is the biggest shelter. And in particular, Kali Yuga, in all yugas, it's not only Kali Yuga, in all yugas, the holy name is the biggest shelter. But fortunately, or some may feel also unfortunately, that in Kali Yuga, the holy name is the only shelter. Krishna maintains us, sustains us through his holy name. And this is a grace of Krishna. And this grace is coming to us in his most audarya incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let me read the verse that is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That verse is in after the chapter, the advent of Lord Chaitanya. Next chapter is about the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood pastime. And there, the first verse, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about this grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, without the grace, Jadi Gaur Na Hoite, Taveki Hoite, famous song, that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have come, what would have happened to this entire universe? So, he makes a prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, Kathanchana Smrute Ashmin Duskaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrute Viparitam Shat Sri Chaitanyam Namamitam. He says, Kathanchana, somehow or other, Smrute, if I remember, Yasmin, of that personality, what happens? Duskaram Sukaram Bhavet. That which is most difficult to attain becomes very easy. or the most difficult job on earth becomes easiest. And Vismrute, if I forget him, Viparitam Syat, just opposite happens. That means even the easiest thing becomes most difficult. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada points out three things, a very important thing. What is this duskaram? And that becomes sukaram. So let me ask all of you, what is the most difficult thing to achieve in this world? Devjyoti Prabhu? Eh? So remember Krishna all the time. Hello? Eh? To remember Krishna and not forget. Shubha Krishna.
To offer respects and not expect respect.
To offer respect and not respect respect from others. Anybody else who would like to say?
True bhakti.
Eh?
True bhakti.
True bhakti. Yeah. To do all these things, if we have to do all these things, the basic thing is to control our senses. The senses are driving us in 10 directions. Why we are not able to do this? So senses have been compared as the snakes. And Prabhupada says in that purport, see, you know, whether I'm in the body of a human being, I'm a body of an animal, I'm body of a plant, I can't get rid of these senses. Senses are given to me. I have to live with it. But how do I live with senses who are like poisonous snakes? The Prabhupada is saying that if we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, if we know how to receive His mercy, if we know how to accept His instruction, then these snakes will be there with us, but without their fangs. You know, there's a poisonous teeth of the snake. You know, there are snake charmers, you know, snake charmers. They easily play with the snakes. How? Because they break these poisonous teeth of the snake. They catch the snake and they break this poisonous teeth. Then snake is obedient because he knows that he doesn't have the weapon to frighten others. Immediately he becomes surrendered. So similarly, if we take shelter of Krishna's mercy, Mahaprabhu's mercy, if you know who is Mahaprabhu, and the moment we feel who is Mahaprabhu, and you feel that I belong to Mahaprabhu's family, I am one of the members of his family, I breathe for him, I live for him, when that consciousness comes, automatically, the senses who are like deadly poisonous snakes, they become snakes without fangs, the poisonous teeth. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Sri Gaunatai Ki Jaya. So this is something very, you know, yogis for years, for yugas, they meditate in the Himalayan caves to attain this self-control. In Vedic tradition, self-control is the primacy of all our practices. And the self-control becomes very easy by simply remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, next duskaram, Prabhupada says, this is the first, Okay, this is the self-control is the, you know, our, I don't know how Subha Krishna didn't say, but he, when he goes to this Hindustan technology, he must be teaching them art of mind control, right? Our preachers, young preachers, they always go and tell how art of mind control, right? So difficult. This is the most difficult thing, very easy to obtain. And then Prabhupada says the second one is that when you associate with Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, you feel the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the next duskaram is the philosophy, the Bhagavad philosophy, which is normally very simple, but becomes very difficult for people who doesn't know what is the grace of Krishna, who have never, and he giving the example of life comes from life. You know, life is eternal. Life is an indestructible unity of the entire, the Supreme Divine Being. It has its own eternal identity. The life comes from life. It's so simple for those who are devotees. They can, any devotee who has become a devotee, he can give hundreds of lectures how life comes from life. So simple. But this doesn't enter into the heads of even the most learned scholars on earth. They cannot digest this, how life comes from life. They cannot simply figure out, because they are depending on their own ability to understand the life as it is. And if you want to understand life as it is, we can never understand. The grace is necessary to recognize what is life. What is this indivisible, the divine spark of the ultimate divinity, Krishna. So this is something we very easily go on speaking about. And the third thing Prabhupada said, what is duskaram? Duskaram is writing about Krishna. One has to be authorized, just like we saw Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. You know, he was instructed by Bhugarbha Goswami, by Haridas Pandit, by Jiva Goswami, by many experts, Gaudiya experts, Gaudiya Vedantist. He was instructed to write, to compose Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But still, to make sure that Krishna still wants that, it is not that he was not doubting these great Vaishnavas, but still, along with great Vaishnavas, he went to the Sri Govinda temple of Sri Rupa Goswami, the Madan Mohan temple of Sanatan Goswami, and there he offered prayer. And as soon as he offered prayer, the garland fell down, and the pujari said, Lord has given consent that you must write. So writing about Krishna, writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, or for example Srila Prabhupada writing all these voluminous books for all of us, particularly in English, something authorized. When it is authorized, that which is very difficult becomes very easy. And such books creates viplava, revolution, in the impious hearts of the people. People read these books, immediately change their consciousness. So, it is not very easy for us to recognize this, that how Mahaprabhu's glory, if we recognize we can perform that which is very, very difficult to perform. In 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description, and after Sukadeva Goswami speaks about how Lord Ram killed Ravana, he says, you see, you know, Ravana had an army, trained army, modern weapon. If you take the names like Prahasta, Indrajit, Kumbhakarna, forget about Ravana. In the entire universe, he used to fear. And everyone is well equipped with atomic weapon. And Sukadeva Goswami is saying, look at these Banaras, these mere monkeys. They know how to break the branches, how to lift a stone. They are neither trained nor they have capacity to engage in ghastly warfare. But look at the mercy of Lord Ram that they received. They conquered all these so-called unconquerable enemies. So difficult. It is unthinkable that Ravana's entire empire, Sri Lanka, will be destroyed by simple monkeys. Unthinkable. But that happened because they received a special mercy. Last 2 days I was in Shanghai, and Vinod Prabhu and myself, we were planning that how we should organize some program. How should we get some Chinese people to have some program about Krishna consciousness? So while we were discussing, one Indian gentleman, he came and he joined. And during discussion, I told that you are living here, why don't you help us to get connected to some Chinese? And then he said, you know, if there is people, unless they receive the grace of Krishna, he said, do you think that these people, they can actually accept the method that you people want? Because they eat everything, their lifestyle is so, you know, opposite to Vedic culture. So I answered this question that if they get the grace of Krishna, they will also do it. And I told that ISKCON has programs in every part of the world, including even China. So we can also do in Shanghai. Why not? So then he asked this question, how then grace will reach these people, because here nobody is there. So I'm saying is that you become the instrument for reaching, making Krishna's grace to reach these people. So Krishna's grace will reach people by those people who have already received the grace. There is no rocket science necessary that we have to find some, you know, some extraordinary way to give this grace to others. So, and Prabhupada is an example how actually he took the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and made everybody chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, irrespective of what is their background. So yesterday morning, we finally were able to organize a program in somebody's house through some known person to Vinod Prabhu. In the beginning they said, no. First they agreed, and then they said, no, please don't come. And then I said, no, we should persuade them. And finally, we landed at their house at around 10:30 Shanghai time. And so the Timson, who is the associated with Vinod Prabhu, he translated what I was speaking to them. And so he introduced the whole family members and explained to me that how the entire family is suffering. So then I said that, who is not suffering? I said that the president of America is also suffering, your president is also suffering, our prime minister is also suffering, so also your family members are suffering. Who is not suffering? To say that only your members are suffering is an illusion. And after the discussion, they were saying, we are worshipper of Buddha. I said, Krishna is original Buddha. And then said that you want us to chant Hare Krishna, but we are dedicated to Buddha. I said, Buddha will be very happy. So then I asked them, can we chant together Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? So immediately, they discussed among themselves and then said, okay, we will chant. And but how they will chant? First I made them to chant word by word, like Hare Krishna. But then how we will sing? They won't remember it. Immediately Vinod Prabhu went to the internet and found Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Chinese language. And then they copied, they took, nowadays cameras are there, they took a snapshot in everybody's hand, that is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then we chanted. After we chanted for some time, then I made everybody, each one of them, there were six members of that family, each one of them they started chanting. And then they asked many questions, because in the course of discussion we said that how animal killing is not right. And they eat all the time meat and fish. So they said, one of them, they said that we don't kill, but we eat. Is that all right? So then I said, no, if you eat, somebody will kill. Then I said that, not only that, sometime you eat, maybe, you may be eating someone who is among your forefathers. It is possible. Because I explained to them that sometime I have become all these beings, from plants to aquatics to birds to reptiles. We have become each one of these things. So when I have attained this human being in this particular body, our first priority is to recognize this fact. When I see all these things, I should see myself in each of these things, instead of seeing something different from me. Because if I start seeing different, then I will kill them. Hare Krishna. sorry. Hare Krishna. Is that audible? Okay. So, So anyway, I first told them that please continue chanting. So I told Vinod Prabhu, make sure that they get this Prabhupada Hare Krishna dhun in their cassette, in their mobile, because this is now perennial, perpetual associate now. So I said that this should be loaded in them. And what they have done also, our entire chanting program was recorded. And Vinod Prabhu has given this entire recording to them, so they can also chant like that. And it is very interesting to see that all of them, when we told them they have to chant Hare Krishna, everybody is practicing Hare Krishna, in their own way. They're practicing how to chant this mantra. So it is very nice. Then I told Vinod Prabhu that you are doing business, and this is also your business. to make people chant Hare Krishna. You have to bring people, because that is how we receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and give this mercy to others. There is no other way. Mahamantra has all the solution for all of us, for all generations to come, particularly in the age of Kali. If you can make them chant Hare Krishna, slowly, slowly they will recognize the fact and the transformation that one goes through by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Particularly the Timson, the associate of Vinod Prabhu, he asked me this question: if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how can China can counteract America? So you can easily see that, you know, this is the consciousness of entire Chinese, because they want to, you know, outnumber China, America, which is the superpower. I said, you become Krishna conscious, you become easily superpower, no problem. But you must become Krishna conscious. I didn't want to dwell the entire thing, because, you know, our job is here not to, you know, lord over the world. But they will not understand at this moment. I said, you become Krishna conscious and rule the world, no problem. So the idea is, this particular verse is glorification of chanting of holy name, right? Because Ajamila, chapter 6, the canto 6, you know, there are so many things are there in this chapter 6. But the most important, canto 6 is the most known for the Ajamila, and starts from chapter 1 itself. The history of the life of Ajamila, this is the title. And what this particular incident says, that how Krishna protects us through his holy name. Isn't it? If we are chanting, you see, you know, Ajamila didn't do any great tapasya. He did tapasya in his, he was born in a very well-qualified Brahmin family. He was a good, you know, he had a good upbringing. But then from the youth until almost like 80, 90 year old, he literally did everything sinful. And there is also description in this chapter that how sometimes because of our past karma, we engage in sinful activity. The seed is not that suddenly somebody does sinful activity. The seed of sin is already there in the heart. And that sin, the seed germinates and propels us to engage in sinful activity. And any person can engage in sinful activity any time because of his karma. That is why one of the most favorite words in Srimad Bhagavatam is 4.29.69, the verse where this is the discussion. You know, this is the chapters related to Prachinavari, his sons Prachetas, Narada's instruction to Prachinavarishat, Narada's instruction to Prachetas, Lord Shiva's instruction to Prachetas. So in this chapter, particularly this 29th chapter, is all about dream. And there Prabhupada says, those who become devotee, Krishna takes away all of their future lives through the dreams. You know, we have, you know, by Prabhupada's grace, we have started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We have understood the purpose. But it's not very easy to remove the sinful seed that is there. And Prabhupada says that if we are engaged in devotional service, this this sinful life which may come in our future lives or even in this life is simply taken away, you know, as a reaction. We will go through those reactions through simply mere dreams. So that is how Krishna maintains us, sustains us, if you are chanting His holy name. And you see that He gave His youngest son's name Narayana, and simply chanting the Narayana in Nama Bhasa, He liberated Himself. And those who sincerely surrender to the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by recognizing this is the NHE Aushadhi Maya Nasivara Lagi. NHE Aushadhi Maya Nasivara Lagi. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Lao Tumi Magi. So Mahaprabhu in the streets of Navadev, he is telling that I have brought this Aushadha. Aushadha means the medicine to destroy the ignorance that we have. And what is that medicine? This is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Like every day, none of us, we forget to eat. We don't forget, right? We don't forget so many other things. So how can we forget chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? The medicine. And just like if I have diabetic, I have a cancer, or I have some very severe disease, if doctor gives me some medicine, I have to accept it. I can't forget. I can't tell doctor, no, I forgot to take medicine. Doctor will then say, just leave this place. You find another doctor. Similarly, Mahaprabhu is our doctor. And He has brought this medicine because we are diseased. And this medicine is, we have to chant. We can't forget chanting. Whichever situation we are, nowadays though, it's very easy. You know? Even if, you just store everything. Right? And put, if you travel now in metro, in so many places and cities, you see these people, they are all playing Bollywood music or Hollywood music and just playing like this. And we have Prabhupada Hare Krishna Dhun, just play it. Hear it. When you are traveling. And when you are quit, you have morning time, evening time, Trisandhya, engage in chanting. This is Aushadha, medicine. I can't forget in taking medicine. If I forget, I'm making a big mistake. My brother-in-law had a big problem, mental problem. And we took him to the doctor in Cuttack. And first doctor talked to him. And after 2 minutes, the doctor told us to take him away. And then he talked to us, me and my sister. And the doctor told that the diabetic medicine and depression medicine, he's going through depression, it cannot be stopped. The moment you stop, finished. The disease will, exaggerate. Disease will spread, it will magnify. So it is like that. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a medicine for us. Mahaprabhu has given us medicine. And with faithful, as an instruction to Mahaprabhu, we have to accept this medicine. Prabhupada, out of causeless mercy, He has given us only minimum 16 rounds. But we should chant as many rounds as possible. Medicine. We can't stop. We cannot simply say, oh, I am tired, I can't chant. Okay, I will chant my rounds tomorrow. No. If diabetic medicine, if you stop, will create so much a problem, you imagine the medicine that is meant to cure the conditioned soul. So you are making a very big mistake if you are discontinuing the medicine. Medicine must be administered properly. That's why Enechi Aushadhi Maya Nashivara Lagi. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. Please take it. I am giving free. You know, one diabetic medicine I take, one medicine cost me 45 or 49 rupees. It's around 50 rupees. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how much money I have to pay? Eh? That means there are people probably they can't even afford to purchase a medicine, at least in India I can vouch, that you can afford a medicine to purchase 50 rupees, because they may not even have a 50 rupees to have their bread and butter. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we have got free from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a free medicine. You have to accept it with full faith. Just like when you take a medicine from the doctor, you must have faith in the doctor. Similarly, we have to have that faith, absolute faith in Mahaprabhu. And when you have faith in Mahaprabhu and take this medicine will work. And it has worked. It will always work. So this is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu empowers those who understand the right medicine, how to take the medicine. You take the medicine, then you become the instrument to take the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to one place, to another place, to another place, to another place. Place where people have not heard. They don't know even how to chant, how to recite, how to pronounce Krishna or Hare. They will start chanting. This is not my medicine, your medicine. This is a medicine prescribed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can't forget this medicine. And we cannot say, I will chant tomorrow. There are many, they do like that after some time. Oh, I will chant tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. It goes on. It's a big mistake. We can forget everything, but you cannot forget the medicine of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is very important. And this is the only way to make, you know, we all want freedom. To conclude, everybody, every country wants freedom, every race wants freedom, every denomination wants freedom, every gender wants freedom. The real freedom, as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is when we attain the status of the servant of Krishna. That's the real freedom. That means Krishna, now after 25 years, more than 25 years, or 25 years of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I still every day I pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, what is that you want me to do? But imagine, Arjuna, Krishna says, Arjuna, you do this. How fortunate these personalities are. Or Uddhava, Krishna personally says, you do this. Narada, Krishna says, you do this. That is the absolute freedom. We all want freedom. The freedom is by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by becoming the servant of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Any question or any comment you have? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Samsundar, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari.